Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. Let me tell you, I am so excited to have you here today. Boy, this is an opportunity for us to continue to grow as leaders. And I tell you what, every time we come together, so many of you tell me that you listen, you tune in, and I appreciate it so much. We don't take it for granted. We're so thankful to have all of you who tune in every week. It means a lot to us, and I appreciate you. Make no mistake about it. We don't take it for granted. You are a blessing to us. And thank you for just being able to allow us to be a blessing to you. Now, I want you to do a couple of things. One, I want to make sure while you're here that you follow me on Instagram, JosephWalker3. It's how we can stay connected and just build a relationship. And I look forward to that as I pour into you. Love to know more about you, what you're doing, etc. Secondly, I want you to go to josephwalker3.org. There you can find out where I'll be speaking. If you're interested in having me to come into your area, you can do it from there. You can also get all of my content, all the books I've written on leadership, from Leaderships to No Opportunity Wasted to Leadership and Loneliness. And my most recent book, which I'm really excited about, is The Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. So all these different things are out there. You can go check it out and it'll be a blessing to you. So I hope you'll go do that. And I really would appreciate it so very, very much. Now, make sure you also go over to YouTube, check out my wife and I's video podcast. It's called Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. We talk about a variety of things. And you can just go and check out all the things we talk about and lock in and watch how it blesses you. So I hope that it will. And I appreciate you in advance for supporting that. So thank you. Thank you. And thank you again. So listen, I'm very grateful for this opportunity today to share with you. And let me tell you something. Iron sharpens iron. We come here because we want to grow as leaders. And today I want to pour into you for these next few minutes to give you some strategies around this topic. And I want you to really hear it, that you were built for this, because you have to lead with confidence in unfamiliar territory. Don't be scared now. It's about you now walking into these spaces you've never gone in before, and know that God has prepared you for it. One of the things I believe very strongly is that no door opens up unless God has prepared you for it. If He's opening up the door, you're prepared to walk into it. I think it's important to really hear this today, because I want to help you understand that when you walk in these places, you know, confidence is not arrogance, man. It's conviction. My confidence comes from a place of conviction that I recognize the stewardship of this moment, that I can't go in representing God in a very negative way or scared way. I must go in with a level of confidence or Godfidence. You get it? So here's the deal. When you're convicted about so many other people could have this opportunity, but you've got it, here's an opportunity you've prayed about, and now God has opened it up for you. You've got to go in there with a level of confidence. Don't shrink back. Don't, you know, as I talked about a couple of episodes back about dummying down yourself. No, walk in there with your head up, because you are convicted, because you know that this is something you prayed about. This is something that God has prepared you for. And let me tell you something. Here's number two. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the call. You may not be qualified for every single thing that you have to do, but He will qualify you as you walk into it. Isn't that amazing? That's the beauty of it. Like, you have to know that the experiences that you've gone through were all preparatory. I say this all the time. If you can look at everything you've experienced, that's why I wrote this book piece by piece, because every piece of your life is salvageable. It was producing something. It was building something in you. And now that you are the person you are today, guess what? Then it allows you to really understand that God qualifies you, man. God qualifies you to do what you in yourself could not do. That's what God does. I take the skill sets I have, I accomplish the things I'm set out to do, and I leave the rest to God, because it is He who qualifies me, who shows me, who teaches me. Here's the third thing, and this is a big one. This is a real big one. Courage is calling when credentials are questioned.
Sometimes your credentials will be questioned. Sometimes people will say, well, you didn't go to this school or you didn't go to that school or you didn't get this training or that training, but you have to, it takes courage. Courage steps out and says, you know what? I may not have gone to that school or this school, but I have certain skill sets. I have practical things that I've learned to do. Some of the most extraordinary leaders I know on the planet, people that may not have gone to Ivy League schools or HBCUs, but they did go to school. They did get some training. And the fact is they're extraordinarily good in their career and what they do. And so you have to respect that. You have to lean in on that and allow people, right, to just, you know, have a level of, you know, courage and say, I can do this. Don't let people intimidate you. Maybe this is the thing you have to learn. I remember I was intimidated sometimes by people that had more education than me or had more experience than me, but I recognized I was in the room for a reason. Can I tell you something? You're in the room for a reason. You're at the table for a reason. You're exposed to the opportunity for a reason. If it were not, you would not be there. So this is why you have to, number four, embrace the stretch zone over the safe zone. There is a zone that's so safe that it goes back to what I've always done, doesn't challenge me. It is what it is. I just say, hey, you know, I've done all I can do. But then there is that other zone that stretches you, that says there's more inside of you. There's more that God wants to do. I believe that's where we are now. I believe God is stretching you for purposes much greater than where you are right now. You've got to submit to that and be open to that and not complain and not sit back and gripe about it, but just be open to positive change. Are you getting this? Man, I really want you to hear this. It's so important. Just say this with me. Stretch me. Stretch me, God. Stretch me in my career, my job. Let me see something bigger. Let me scale bigger. Let me imagine and reimagine what this could do that I'm trying to do. Am I trying to just be local or am I trying to be global? Yeah, I think you understand what I'm saying. And so I just believe, man, that it's all about allowing yourself to be stretched. Whenever a leader is allowed to be stretched, that leader succeeds 10, 20 times greater than a person who's in their comfort zone. So let's be very clear, guys. We want to make certain that we allow ourselves to be stretched. And I just believe that's important, right? Here's number five. And watch this, that the mindset shift from I can to I will. Let me say that again. And I want to shift it up a little bit. The mindset shift from can I to I will. See, this idea of can I have this? Can I do this? To I will do this. I will get this building. I will get this property. I will get that degree. I will, you know, be able to scale and do it this way. I will build this building. Like, you, not can I, not do I have the capacity or can I do this? Do I have permission? It's about having a level of confidence, or again, I say it, Godfidence, where you just show up and saying, I can. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So today I want you to have a sense of holy boldness and say, I will do this. I will, like Joshua, I will take these people over this Jordan. I will do it unapologetically. I'm going to walk this thing out and do what I am called to do. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, when you understand that, listen, you begin to realize, man, you built for this. Because let me tell you something. Number six is about, there's some lessons from biblical leaders who led. And watch this. And some of them were never trained like you, but they still led. You have opportunities now to have a great cloud of witnesses, people that you can lean on and say, whoa, look at how this person did this and this. Learn the values. What you learn from school is amazing. What you learn from educator leaders is amazing. What you can also do is make yourself a student of people who may not have that level of educational acumen, but they have the experience. That's what I've learned. I've learned so much. Some pastors I've learned from never went to seminary, but they learn. I always say I've learned a seminary in pneumatology and sociology, and I learned epistemology, and you know, I learned all those ologies, but then, boy, I learned folkology from those people that have been pastoring much longer than me. Always make yourself teachable. Always make yourself teachable. Well, I can learn something along the way. That's how next level leaders prosper. That's how you get to the next level. Constantly asking questions, constantly trying to figure out different path forward, constantly creating opportunities to sit in small groups and talk to these folks and say, what can I do better? How can I get better here and do that? That's how we learn. That's how we get better. And let me tell you something. That's how I believe we can draw from examples in the Bible and in culture itself. All right. So we're talking today, ladies and gentlemen, about really coming to a place where you lead in unfamiliar territory and you do it with confidence. And it takes a level of confidence to do that. And we are clearly separating confidence from arrogance. We understand confidence comes out of conviction, right? That when I understand what it costs for me to be in this place, then I absolutely show up with a level of confidence without shrinking back, because I'm at no table God doesn't want me to be at. I'm in no room He doesn't want me to be at. He prepared me for it. And so I can't shrink back, be timid. I must recognize I was born for this. You got it? I think that makes sense to somebody right now. I think you're hearing what I'm saying, right? So that's important. So as you think through that, let that sink in, right? Confidence is not arrogance, it's conviction. Number two, we talked about, you know, God doesn't always call to qualify, but He does qualify the call. Sometimes you may not have a particular skill set in a particular area, but God will qualify you. I've seen it happen on numerous occasions. And you have to allow that to take place. You have to allow, you know, God to do His work in your life. You have to allow God to create skill sets that you otherwise would not have, to give you supernatural abilities to do things that you otherwise would not have. Do you know that I'm pastoring the church I pastored for the first time in my entire life? Imagine that. I had never pastored a church. I had no practice with it. All I did was went to school and learned the theory, but the praxis of it, I had no idea. But there were people who did not go to seminary who helped me, who trained me, who helped me learn the practical side of what I do. And I was able to be successful because I paid attention to them. So it's very, very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we really lock in and understand this. God doesn't call to qualify, but He will put people in your life to qualify the call. But then also it takes courage. Courage. Even when people are questioning your credentials and questioning why are you here, or, you know, you're not this and you didn't do this and you didn't go this route. Man, it takes courage to continue to go forward, and you got to keep pushing. You got to be so locked in on what you're trying to accomplish that you're not fazed by any level of criticism regarding your credentials or your right standing and being where you are. Just continue to move forward. Got it? So, so very important. Here's the next thing. I think it's important. All right. It is that you have to embrace the stretch zone over the what? Safe zone. You know what the safe zone is, what I've always done over and over again. I've constantly been in this place, constantly never been challenged. I believe that now that you're being challenged for a reason. You're being pushed out of the nest for a reason. These opportunities are coming for a reason because they're here to challenge you. They're here to make you better. And I just think that's important because I think sometimes we can revert back to that safe place, that safe zone, because it's just so familiar and some of us feel like we can just coast on in, but let me tell you something. Listen to me. God has so much more He wants to do in and through you. And you got to say, Lord, stretch me. I know you may be tired or you may feel like there's nothing left in that tank, but let me tell you something. When God stretches you, He releases so much out of you. So I've got to say, Lord, stretch me. Even when I resist it, stretch me. Get everything You placed in me out of me, so that I can make certain that I'm living to the fullness of what You've called me to do. Ooh, I could stay there all day long, right? Then we learn something about a mindset, right? From can I to I will. Not asking permission for, but just really believing that I will do this. I will accomplish this. I will be able to say this or imagine that. You've got to get to that place that your will is so strong that I will. You know, I will be successful. I will be debt-free. I will own this building. I will hire people and I will have the best of this. You got to change your language. The power of life and death is in your tongue. So what are you saying? Some of you driving right now to work, driving, you got something in your spirit that you know you're supposed to do and you're saying, can I do this? You can. You're built for it. The question is, you have to make that declaration every single day. I will. I will. Are you hearing me? I will accomplish this. I will have that property. I will open this business. Constantly encourage yourself. Here's number six. Look at those biblical leaders who led, and some of them were never trained. But look at how Jesus poured into them. Look at how throughout the Bible, you see those leaders who may not have had the necessary training that you have, but they had something else. They had that resilience. They had that ability to be taught, to be teachable. And I just think that's important, right? So we have to be mindful of that, and we have to continue to push forward, all right? I think it's important. Here's number 7. Drum roll, please. Y'all ready? Number 7. Applause fades, but assignments fuel. Man, in my book, Pursuit of Purpose, I talk about atomic applause and how we have to be mindful that we don't let applause become addictive, right? Because applause will fade. It will fade on you. To be successful as a leader, let your assignment be your fuel, not the applause of people. Because some people that applaud you in one season will turn their back on you in another. It fades away. But what will not fade away is the passion you have to get the thing God has called you to do done. It is the assignment. Today, I want you to hear me loud and clear. You have an assignment, and that's the thing that wakes you up in the morning. That's the thing that should push you toward excellence. That's the thing that makes you endure hardness as a good soldier. That's it. When you understand that, listen to me. I cannot say it louder. It's much greater than the applause of people that you can truly say, God, I'm doing this for the right reason. I'm doing this because I want you to be glorified and your people edified and Satan horrified. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope this has blessed you today. I hope, thank you for spending some time with me today. And I'm just trying to get people in the purpose, man. I want people to understand. And in this episode, I really want people to understand that you are built for this. And as you go in unfamiliar territory, some of you have new job opportunities, doors you pray for. Why pray for it if you're not going to go in? Now is the time to go in with confidence, to go in trusting, and to say, you know what? I recognize where I am, but now I can go in and I can walk in there like God sent me. Whatever door opens up for you, walk in there like God sent you. I want you to follow me at Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. Let me know you were blessed by this. Also, go to josephwalker3.org, get my new book. Go get it, y'all. Pursuit of Purpose, piece by piece. I want everybody to have, I want every person I know to have that book. Every person who's connected, I want you to have that book. And I want you, if you're on the book club, if you're not, text book club to 78228. Be a next level leader and a next level reader. That's who we are. And I want that to happen for you. And I appreciate you so much. And then I want to make sure you go over to YouTube and check out my wife and I YouTube page while you're here watching. Make sure now you go. Check it out. It's going to be a blessing. And I truly appreciate y'all so much. So listen, thank you for tuning in today. I really appreciate you for spending this time with me. And until next time, I pray God's greatest blessings be upon you and yours. Until then, peace out. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Review.